Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter. This is, of course, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. And I am so absolutely thrilled to have you here with me today. This is the sort of running out the door edition of Thinks Out Loud. As many of you know, I am based right outside of New York City in the lovely Garden State, New Jersey. And I am actually due to be in the Washington, D.C. area later tonight. I actually am about to finish up my stuff here in the office for the day, finish up the podcast, finish up some work that I've got to get done. And then literally, I've got to get this show on the road, get in the car, and haul on down to the nation's capital for some meetings tomorrow, which should be fun, which should be great. I'm looking forward to it. But if I seem a little rushed, I hope that's not the case. And I hope you enjoy what we're going to talk about today, because I think we have a really good show. So what I was doing immediately before the show was watching the announcement of the new Facebook news feed. Now, anybody who's used Facebook, which is, you know, pretty much one person out of every four or five on the planet, is familiar with the news feed. It's where you see all the stuff that's going on with your friends and helps you keep that sort of ambient connectivity to what's going on in the lives of the people you care about. Well, Facebook has done a massive redesign. They literally just unveiled it a few moments ago. And it's really interesting stuff. It's really, I think it's kind of cool, personally. I don't have an in-depth analysis because I haven't been able to spend any time with it, only what Mr. Zuckerberg showed us over the web. But it's pretty cool. And there are a series of components that are very interesting. The first is, it is heavily, heavily invested in imagery. Hugely. Now, obviously, when we talk about the social mobile local web, or social local mobile web, SOLOMO, there's actually a fourth component that we don't talk about so much, which is photos or imagery. In fact, some people actually talk about SOLOMOFO, the social local mobile photo web. I hope that that's the last time I ever say this on the show, but that is actually something people call it, because imagery does play such a big role in where the web is going. In fact, I wrote a post about that a few months ago over on the Biznology blog, which I will link to, of course, in the show notes, talking about the visual web and the growth of that. And clearly, both by purchasing Instagram and now by their changes to the newsfeed, Facebook has really gotten hold of that idea, grabbed it, and is taking ownership of it to say, this is where the web is today. People who are fans of Tumblr, who are fans of Instagram, who are fans of YouTube, might want to say, welcome to the party, Facebook, but that's okay. Now, one takeaway is, it does begin to tell your customers that photos are important, photos really matter, and if you're not doing much with imagery today in your marketing, you may want to think about how you can incorporate more imagery. And I can tell you from an e-commerce perspective, which obviously is a big part of my background, images sell like no one's business. The right image makes all the difference in the world. Some people say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I like to say that a picture is worth $1,000 because it actually drives sales so much more effectively than just text does. Now, of course, the second thing that they did was they've increased the way you can see feeds. I'm not going to spend much time on that because I think how that's going to work in practice is going to make an is going to be really critical to how well people adapt to the new newsfeed and how many people adopt the new newsfeed or at what pace, because that's really what they're going to care about. Can they see the things they want to see? And right now, I don't know the answer to that. So we'll stay tuned for that one. And then the last one is that Facebook is putting a lot of emphasis on making the experience consistent with, say it with me now, mobile. Now, you might be surprised to find out that I think mobile is pretty important, given that I've talked about it in just about every show we've done here on Thinks Out Loud. So, I actually think that's a really good thing, and clearly Facebook is saying mobile matters a lot. Which, by the way, leads to another interesting tidbit that's out there. Search Engine Land has an infographic up today that shows all the way Google makes money in mobile, from ads to apps to Android, they call it. Well worth the read, and it gives an insight into how the most web-centric, most web-savvy company, with arguably the exception of Facebook and arguably the exception of Amazon, stay tuned, we'll come to them in a second, but it's interesting to see how Google views mobile and how critical mobile is to what they do from a business perspective overall. And I think it's very much, very, very, very worth looking at. I was going to say worth the read, but it's really not much of a read. It's an infographic that lists and details all the different things they're doing. It's long, but it's worth spending some time with because it's really cool and may inspire you to say, how can we make mobile work more effectively for our customers? Or let me flip that on its head. How can we make things more effective for our customers using mobile? So well worth looking at, well worth spending a little time reading through. I highly recommend that. I would check it out. Now, I mentioned Amazon a moment ago. And interestingly, Business Insider has a post that talks about Amazon launching a new mobile ad network. Now, I don't spend a lot of time paying attention to ad networks because they're boring. Sorry to all of you out there who care about them a lot, but they're a necessary tool. But when you get right down to it, they tend to be largely commodities. But when Amazon gets into the business and say they're going to run on any Android device that has downloaded apps from Amazon, you sort of sit up and take notice and you say, wow, Amazon is recognizing how important advertising is in the mobile space and how important it is for them to grow their revenues and also encroach a little bit on Google's territory, which is not surprising because if you look at what Google has done lately, actually, they've gotten very heavily into online shopping, at least relative to where they've been. So it's interesting that these companies are looking at the world and saying, mobile's where it's at. Which, anybody who's been listening to the show, going all the way back to week one, would realize that's something that I think is actually a pretty important thing. So it's well worth reading these and checking them out. I highly recommend it and say that, you know, it has a lot to do with where the web is going and where mobile is going, what role mobile will play in that. Speaking of that, I wanted to call out, I'm going to do a little advertising. I know it's like that scene in Doctor Strangelove. You know, gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is a war room, right? It's what you can't advertise in here. This is a marketing podcast. Well, that's okay. Hopefully you won't mind too much because I think you'll get a lot of value out of it. Mike Moran, who many of you know, good friend of the show, good friend of the blog. Rob Peterson, another great guy, another Bizonology blogger, and I are doing a webinar next week all about using web analytics and search marketing to improve your decision-making and improve your business results. If you've got the time, I highly recommend you checking it out. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'm going to go ahead and link to that in the show notes as well. And one other advertisement, I'm thrilled to announce that I've been selected by HSMAI, which is the Hotel Sales and Marketing Association of International, to be the host and moderator for a new 5-part digital marketing webinar series. Now, it is specifically targeted to the hospitality industry, but I think anybody can learn from it. And there are 5 different events. The first is leveraging the digital toolbox to reach more meeting and event planners, followed by how you can increase your share of unmanaged business travel, followed by optimizing for transient leisure business, followed by e-business planning for 2014, which will happen in September of this year, and then complementing your brand initiatives with local independent digital marketing will happen in November. So I'm going to link to those in the show notes, which are, of course, available at timpeter.com/blog. And you can subscribe to the podcast there, or you can subscribe to it on iTunes. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I can't believe we've blown through this time so quickly today. But as ever, it's always a pleasure being here with you. I'm thrilled you listen to the show. I'm thrilled you're here with us. Go ahead and check out the show notes over on timpeter.com/blog. And I'll look forward to seeing you back here next week on Thinks Out Loud. Have a great week, everybody.